This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sean, that reminds me, a return to the scene of the crime at 5 o'clock today. That is Coppertop Lounge, Wachusett Mountain, where we will be for a pregame, is where I killed Tom Petty. That is where the karaoke version of American Girl, as performed by yours truly, led to the single greatest Hillman jinx of all time.
Wow.
And Tom Petty's death the very next day.
Are you going to recreate it tonight?
No singing. Is there a band? There's probably a band, I would assume, with us this afternoon at 5, but we're going to be watching ball.
Mm-hmm.
Big day today, first day of spring, and first full day of the tourney, so set the out-of-office reply on the email and join us 5 to 7, Copper Top Lounge, and we will be there for a good portion of the evening tonight, and then tomorrow morning, a snow show, final snow show of snow show season at Wachusett Mountain. Now, speaking of brackets, bracketology, where are we at when it comes to the ick bracket? You want to update? Because we're 3 hours into the show. We haven't updated yet.
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, yesterday's winners?
Yeah, yesterday's winners, all 2 seeds. T-shirt in a pool beat out Doggy Paddle, which I'm very sad about.
Uh-huh.
Intramural Sports Hardos beat out Dabbing Pizza Grease.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by
Me
that.
Me too. That one was close. 54% went with Intramural over 46%
okay.
for
right.
Dabbing.
So that went down to the buzzer.
Yeah. Another ick for me. People who dab.
Do
the actual dab.
Oh, really?
Love
the dab.
Do that?
Oh, of course you do.
Shine does.
Hate.
Who does?
Do it all the time.
Does it.
Every time I sneeze, I dab. Yeah, but it's the best way to teach a kid how to dab, too.
Do you have kids in your house?
How to sneeze is you just sneeze into your arm.
Yeah, but she's just talking about people dabbing in general. I don't think anybody's doing that.
Yeah, I think
no
they
more.
Are.
Nah, we still are.
Oh, okay.
We. Holding nose underwater beat out wearing a sweatband.
Greg.
And rushing off the plane beat out chasing ping pong balls.
Never understood the chasing ping pong ball one.
Think about ping pong. And
how often?
It's oddly specific.
The answer is never.
Okay.
Okay.
But then think
beer pong, maybe.
Okay. Even beer pong. and then the ball falls off the table, so you have to chase after it, and it's bouncing all over the place, and you're like, kind of
swiping
like
swiping at it,
over.
Missing.
All right, so somebody's not coordinated enough to grab it on the first bounce, and therefore that gives you the ick.
Correct.
Right. That was your ick, correct?
Yeah, that was one of my.
You have some very specific icks when it comes to men, but that's okay.
Toothpick and mouth hate.
All right, so what do we got today?
All right, so a bunch of 6 seeds against 3 seeds. We've got 6 seed working out grunting.
All right.
Taking on 3 seed pushing out farts.
Greg.
We have 6 seed.
By the way,
it's
going to
be a good matchup.
Yeah.
I believe I could be vindicated when it comes to Lynn's and every one of her icks about me if pushing out farts is defeated. Because so far... wearing flip-flops, which started the whole ick thing, was determined not to be an ick.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's still an ick.
Yeah,
just,
it just lost.
No, it lost.
It's less of an ick than other things.
It's not an ick.
It's not the biggest ick.
It's not an ick. Okay, so anyway, so pushing out farts v.
against working out grunts.
That's a good matchup.
Yeah.
Are you guys saying that Greg doesn't have the biggest ick?
I have no icks.
6 seed weak handshake is taking on 3 seed drinking milk on its own.
It's another good matchup.
Yeah, good matchup. 6 seed t-shirt with no bottoms, also known as the Winnie the Pooh, taking on 3 seed crossing legs while sitting.
Ooh.
And then 6 seed paying the bill with gift cards, taking on 3 seed owning cats.
Mm. Those are some
owning
good matches.
Cats is going to run away
Do
with
not
that.
Sit on owning cats.
Yeah.
Grown man who owns a cat. I know someone was offended and called in and lost their mind over it, but I do not sit on that. That should be a 1 seed.
Yeah. Be careful with that one, though. Johnny Bott owns 2 cats.
All right, you keep bringing that up.
Yeah.
It's an ick.
I don't think he's going to like that one as much.
Did he get them when he got released, or were they
he's got 2
family cats?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, he's a grown man. Lives alone with 2 cats.
And I love Johnny Bart.
What are their names?
One is Killer, I believe.
Jeez.
Okay. On brand.
Yeah, I forget what the other one.
Also on brand.
But he said Killer's a sweetheart. It's the nicest cat in the world. That's why he named it Killer, because it's nice.
Is it a guard cat?
It's just like a cat.
An attack cat?
No, it doesn't attack. That's why he gave it the name.
Oh, that's why he gave it the
name.
Like,
it's like calling a big guy tiny.
Yeah. Right. Bingo.
My aunt-in-law just texted me and said that, I don't know if you know this, there is a Gregory Hill Road where we are this evening.
In Princeton?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, there is.
Is it you?
No.
Is it named after
not,
you?
No.
Oh.
Is it a dead end?
No.
My God.
Curtis. Is it one way?
That's probably a cul-de-sac.
All right. Well, can't wait for this evening. And a question on the Subaru of New England text line about where we will be tonight. I think it's about tonight. We are going to be in the Copper Top Lounge right at Wachusett Mountain. So you walk in and you go up and it's on the left and we'll be right there watching hoops.
Oh, okay.
5 to 7 tonight.
We should go to that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street and talk sports.
We should. I already agree with you. Maybe take a little Instagram photo there at Gregory Hill Road in Princeton, Massachusetts.
Ooh, we could steal it.
Yes, that's what we should do.
Old school Dover.
Yes. X-nay on that.
And put it right behind Greg, right next to his prison picture.
You don't want to go do 24 hours in the clink in Princeton. Yep.
That is illegal.
I don't want to do that.
I've already been in the clink once. Can't go back.
I mean, if it were to fall off or something while we were there, and then it made its way back to right behind me here on Twitch, I would not have.
Generally, they do fall off. The screws tend to get loose.
Maybe the town fathers in Princeton, if they're listening, could grant me the sign.
Right.
While we are there.
Well, as long as they're not like the town fathers in Gloucester.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hate me. Very strict out there.
They were very upset in Gloucester with the assumption that we would be able to have Shime on the greasy pole. So,
yep.
I don't know if you know it or not, but it costs $4,000 just for the grease.
I think it's $5,000.
Oh, it's $5,000for the grease?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And it's also a 4-year, I don't know if you know this or not, 4-year waiting list for the greasy pole.
Crazy. Can't we just go get a little bit of Crisco or something slippery?
No, the fact that we are going there to the Beauport Hotel. And that you are not allowed to get. Where are the people of Gloucester that are up in arms over this?
Yeah. Shouldn't we start like a change.org or something? Is that what they call it when we want to get a petition going?
I mean, it's like a hunk of wood stuck out over the water. Like,
right.
I mean,
can't somebody just give up their spot for Shime?
Well, that would be nice. See, that the thing is, we're not even trying to do it on the day.
Right.
Right.
So the wait list shouldn't matter. Like, I was not on the conference call. Ken was.
Oh,
so,
God, that's awful.
But I would have said, hold on a second, Gramps. We get it. You've been there. You've lived there your whole life.
Right.
You're a townie. But we're doing it on Friday morning.
Right.
I would have killed for you to be on that phone call.
Oh, like, my Lord.
And I think they could be capping a little bit. Because if they're saying it costs $5,000 to grease the pole, right?
Yeah.
But they won't let Shime do it.
Because they saw him. They Googled him.
Right.
And he's going to consume a lot of grease is what their issue
was. But he couldn't really consume that much. So why when the first person goes, when they actually do it.
They need all the grease for Saturday, Wiggy. That's the problem.
Okay, but can Shime do it without the grease and see how far he goes without the grease?
Nah, that but then that's,
the same. You can't
same
do the
okay, but
without the grease.
At least he's he's doing, you know, a step towards the grease.
But he's not going to take off
that
much
grease. And if you're greasing it every year, I'm sure the grease, I mean, it's pretty greasy.
Come on, I bet it's like a shark costume.
We got to take a break. It is a Bruins Thursday, and we will talk Bruins and NHL with Mike Milbury next.